worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 23. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You've answered rightly, do this, and you will live. But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Then Jesus answered and said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. Now on the next day when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, He who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, Go and do likewise. Again, Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful privilege you've given us as we, as members of the body of Christ, your church, your family. Thank you for the opportunity you've given us of being vessels of your mercy, vessels of your grace, vessels of your love, vessels of your loving kindness. Thank you for the opportunity for us to live in such a way that your Holy Spirit can reach through us and show the world what the love of Jesus looks like. Thank you for the opportunity to share the gospel so that people come to know Christ as Lord and Savior. Thank you for the opportunity to disciple others and point them to how to grow up in their faith. And thank you for the opportunity to be vessels that you use to really, really help people see Jesus for who he really is. With every passing day, empower us to be vessels that are fully available to be used to do whatever you're calling us to do to demonstrate your wonderful love to a world that desperately needs it. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer at this time.
God, we come to you today and we bring our nation to you, and we know that you are big enough, your shoulders are broad enough that we can put an entire nation there with all of our needs. Father, you see all the wickedness in our land. You've shown us so much mercy over the years. Father, we acknowledge that we don't put our hope in a political party. We put our hope in you, the one true God. So we ask that you heal our land, that you send revival across America. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're reminding our listeners about the Orange Letter Campaign, which is the time frame is November 9th through the 13th. Engage Magazine is once again teaming up with Global Outreach International. That's globaloutreach.org for this year's Orange Letter Campaign. Each year we give AFR listeners the chance to send letters to persecuted Christians and missionaries around the world. And so far we've delivered letters to Egypt, Syria, North Korea, and Nigeria. This year, listeners will be able to send letters to people that are on the mission field in different countries around the world, and these letters will be sent with Christmas cards to missionaries that are away from home and family during the Christmas season. Take time to send letters of encouragement and prayer to missionaries around the globe, and again, we encourage you to keep it to 200 words or less. Letters can be mailed to orange@afa.net. Again, that's orange@afa.net. The deadline for letters is November 20th. We're also continuing to encourage you, if you haven't taken the time to watch as of yet, we encourage you to go online and watch the movie In His Image, Delighting God's Plan for Gender and Sexuality. You can go to inhisimage.movie to watch it. Again, that's inhisimage.movie to watch it for free. And it's a powerful movie, and it's a critical and urgent message that's meant to help the church to better understand how to answer some of the difficult questions that our culture is facing about gender and sexuality from a Bible perspective. It's a feature-length documentary presenting much-needed truth with compassion and clarity about that, and it includes powerful testimonies, careful Bible teaching, and scientific evidence. Again, to watch it, go to inhisimage.movie. And, of course, we're grateful that many of our listeners have participated in Operation Christmas Child in the past. Well, for this year, Operation Christmas Child 2020 National Collection Week is November 16th through the 23rd. You can help pack shoeboxes and help us send great joy and the good news of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth. Be a part of this wonderful evangelism and discipleship outreach when you help to pack an Operation Christmas Child shoebox. American Family Radio is joining Operation Christmas Child to share the hope and love found in Jesus Christ through a simple shoebox gift. Again, another great way to help share the love of Jesus in the world. So together we can send a tangible expression of God's love through simple gifts like toys, school supplies, and hygiene items. Just visit SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. Again, that's SamaritansPurse.org/OCC for more information. And we're honored to have as our guest today someone that's going to tell us more about the great work of Operation Christmas Child. Our phone guest today is Nancy Mawanis Arias, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about herself. She herself grew up in the Middle East and was the recipient of one of these wonderful gifts through Operation Christmas Child. Nancy, how are you today?
Hi, Pastor Joseph. Good to be here with you today. I'm doing fine.
Great to have you on, and honor to have you on. And of course, you know, AFR has the privilege of partnering with Operation Christmas Child coming up to Christmas each year. We've had the privilege of doing that over a period of years. And it's always an honor to have someone like yourself who's, again, been a recipient and who in turn is now involved in this great work yourself as well. So, Nancy, would you take a moment now to tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself and introduce yourself and how your life has been touched by Operation Christmas Child?
Yes, of course. Thank you. So my name is Nancy Mawanis Arias. I'm from a hard-to-reach country in the Middle East, where a majority of the people were non-Christians. I'm also one of 178 million children who received the shoebox gift since 1993. And in my country where we lived, I lived there with both of my parents, my four other siblings. I was the oldest. My parents would work really hard to provide for us. And the area where we lived in, we had to travel for a while to get to either school or, you know, to buy stuff. So we would walk about 15 minutes, take the bus, walk another 10 to 15 minutes to get to our destination. Not a lot of the relatives would want to, you know, come over because it was kind of farther next to a mountain area. So it was very lonely growing up in a way, but we tried to make the best of it. Mm-hmm. And my parents would, you know, work really hard to provide. So they'll buy us one pair of shoe every year. We had to use them for school, for visiting family. So we would play soccer in the middle of the street wearing our flip-flops. And you can imagine how that would go with the flip-flops lying off with the soccer ball. Mm-hmm. And every time a car would come by, we would move out of the way and resume after it moves. And we would go to abandoned construction sites, and we would get pieces of wood and bricks and build our own seesaws because we did not have playgrounds. And our seesaws did not have any handles on them. So there was children flying from side to side. Thank God for his protection. And our Christmas looked like this. My parents would afford to buy us one, you know, shirt and pants that we would have to wear for everything nice that year. So there was a small Christmas tree that we would put up every year on a small table so it can look taller with a little bit of decoration on it and never any gifts under it. And my parents said, we don't do gifts, and we had to go along with them and accept that.
Okay, so you celebrated Christmas from as long back as you could remember then?
Yes, we did. Yeah, we knew of Jesus. We prayed to him, but not in a deep way. We did not know him as a friend, as a savior.
Okay. Well, when did you come to know Christ? When did you and your family come to be saved?
When I was 11 years old, we had missionaries come knocking on our door, and they came and shared that deep message of Jesus, to be washed by his blood, the deep message of his cross, what does it mean for us, and how to be saved, and how to depend on him, and have him as a friend. And that night, we all decided to get on our knees, and we accepted him in our hearts, my parents, my siblings, and that was the best decision we ever made, because we needed him. Mm-hmm. And we needed him that time and the time that were to come, because it was rough living in my country and there was a lot of issues going on. So we needed that friend, you know, with his hand on our shoulder, walking into anything, removing our fears and anxieties, and giving us that hope that he is there always watching us.
Mm-hmm. And so your whole family got saved on the same day then?
Yes.
That's good. Praise God. That's a neat story. Would you, before we go for further, Nancy, would you specifically pray for listeners? There might be somebody listening who they've heard about Jesus and heard about the Lord, but have never made that all-important step of asking him as Lord and Savior into their life. Would you pray for those persons to make, that they would make that step in their lives?
Yes, of course. Dear Jesus, I thank you, Lord, because you are real, you're always there, and your eyes are always on us and watching us. And just as in the song it says, in Amazing Grace, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. This grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. And I pray that for you, that you will meet that grace of God, the grace of his love for you. And today that you will come before him and say, Dear Jesus, I give you my life, I give you my sins, I repent. And I want to ask you to wash my sins away. I want to ask you to be my friend. I want to ask you to give me that deep connection with you, that I will know you, that I will come to change my life around, and that your Holy Spirit will fill me up. So I will be new. I will be made new, renewed in my mind, in my soul, in my body, that my dependence will not be on others, but on you alone. So, Lord, I pray that you bless your people, your listeners right now, that they will come to give you their heart, that they'll come on their knees and just ask you to be that friend for them, that lover, that deep connection, that Savior, save their lives and lead them, God, just like you walked beside me, God, since I called you, God, to be my Savior. I pray that they will experience you in that deep way, that they'll be able to see you as they move forward in every detail in their life and know that you're real. And know that you're powerful and you're the healer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Nancy. Nancy, specifically, would you share with our listeners now, once you and your family came to know Christ, you lived in a country that was hostile to the gospel, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay. What was it like being there as a Christian family in a country that was hostile to the gospel?
So in the country we lived in, just for simply wearing a cross around our neck, that kind of targeted us. And we were the minority. There wasn't many of us. So one time I remember I was walking in the street with my friend, and she could tell me, put your cross away, put your cross away. But I did not listen to her. And this little boy, later in our walk, started getting very angry, aggressive, and he started throwing pomegranates at me. And, you know, I love pomegranates, but not in that way. Mm-hmm. And he just started cussing, calling me names, and we kind of just ran away from that area. Another point, though, I was walking in the shopping area. I was a little older, and this man, he looked at me, and he started getting verbally aggressive, very angry, and almost got physically aggressive until some men kind of held him off, and I ran away. There was that hate that once they saw us, you know, it kind of sprung up in them, which was very scary. My brother was threatened with a knife.
Nancy, I'm going to have to jump in. We're coming up on a break, and we're going to pick up right there on the other side. Our phone guest is Nancy Moanis Arias. She's a representative with Operation Christmas Child. We'll be right back.
That saved a wretch. much like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, and like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace.
The music of Chris Tomlin, Amazing Grace. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Nancy Mouanis Arias. She's a representative with Operation Christmas Child, and we're encouraging you to get involved with this great outreach. It's another way to share God's love and to help build a shoebox and a tool that's used to help share the gospel and show the love of Jesus to children all around the world. National Collection Week is November 16th through the 23rd. And so, Nancy, you were sharing about how you and your family dealt with persecution after you all came to know Christ in your home country then. So can you pick up where you left off there?
Yes, yes, for sure. Thank you. So I was sharing that my brother, he would go to a public school, and one time a guy older than him came and put a knife to his neck and told him, if I ever see you wearing that cross again, I will hurt you, I will kill you, and told him never to put it on again. And I remember that even in our backyard, we would hear their prayer areas. They will blast them on loudspeakers, and they will start teaching about us. We are the infidels. We deserve to die, and that women should not be going to school, should not be educated. They deserve to just stay at home. And it was just very oppressing, you know, to have to hear that and just trust in God and believe that, you know, God has better plan for us than what they're saying and what they're doing.
Okay. All right. Well, and so at a certain point in time, it was through the ministry of your church that Operation Christmas Child came to your community. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about your shoebox experience.
So that same year we accepted Jesus, they invited us to start attending the church. So I would go to Sunday school with my siblings, and we would go to the, you know, big meeting with our parents. And I remember it was towards the end of the year, you know, we were just getting to know Jesus more and deeper level, just fall in love with him. See, love wasn't something that we spoke about in our family. We know we cared for each other, but we would not say I love you or share that deep connection in a way. So our hearts were kind of hard, like stone in a way. Mm-hmm. And just getting to know Jesus helped to just feel that connection with him, that love that melts your heart slowly. But on December 25th, it was a Thursday cold day that year, we traveled, you know, got there by walks and got to the bus, and we got to church. And I remember we just celebrated Jesus' birthday. We were jumping up and down in worship, everybody next to each other. Even though it was cold outside, we were drenched in sweat inside, just celebrating him and, you know, falling in love with him. And towards the end, we were getting ready to leave, and they said, no, wait, don't go. We have a surprise. And they start getting these big brown boxes from the back onto the stage. And they start getting out these colorfully wrapped shoe boxes from inside and calling the names of the children. I remember sitting there just really excited, like, oh my goodness, they're going to call my name. I'm really excited. I don't know what it was or what's inside it, but I wanted one of them. And I remember they called my name, and my eye focus was just on that box. I walked up that stage like I was walking on clouds, and I got that box, held it close to my heart, came back down, sat down, And we were told we can't open the boxes until we got home. So I would shake it, stick my fingers through the side, trying to figure out what's in there. All my siblings got shoeboxes that day. All the children at the church building got shoeboxes. I remember there was so much joy in there, like heaven touched earth. Mm-hmm. And that day, you know, we all, when we were done, we left and we got home. I would say we flew home on a taxi that day to get there and, mm-hmm. you know, keep our boxes safe. And when I got home, you know, we start opening our shoeboxes and just a burst of color in there. It was the most amazing thing. There was mm-hmm. beautiful toys, school supplies, hygiene items. Everything was new and colorful.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. And so of all the items that you got, what was your favorite item that you got in your shoebox?
So when I first opened my shoebox, what I saw was a picture of the couple that packed my shoebox.
Mm-hmm.
And their name is Larry and Jennifer Clark. They put their name, they put their home address, and they put a prayer for me. May God protect and watch over you is their prayer. And I still have this picture 23 years later. And wow. I hold on to it because these people have shared God's tangible love for me.
Mm-hmm.
And they shared it through a small box that they packed with gifts and new stuff for me. And they cared so much. They're strangers. They've never met me. I've never met them. And, you know, sometimes in my country we're taught, you know, people from the U.S. or outside, they don't love us, they hate us. And that changed everything for me because mm-hmm. I got to encounter that love. Just like God sent Jesus on earth, and that was a tangible love for us to see and to hear his words and what he did for us. That was that for me. That was that tangible love that I got to hold and see and just bless me in every way in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really thankful for those two. I'm blessed.
That's good. That's good. And so the favorite item that you had in your box was the picture of your sponsoring couple then. Is that right?
Yes.
That's
yes,
neat.
The that's couple neat. That packed my shoebox. Mm-hmm.
Have you happened to have ever had opportunity to meet the couple?
No, I have not. I wasn't able to mail them into the address, but when I came in, I think a couple of years ago, I tried to email and look them up, but I did not get to contact them.
Okay. Well, I expect you'll get to meet them in heaven then, so if not here on
yes.
earth. So, but again, by the grace of God, God used them to touch and bless your life in a wonderful, wonderful way. And
yes.
Nancy, I want to ask if you'll take a moment now, specifically, would you pray for listeners to really consider getting involved with this great outreach, Operation Christmas Child, because just like God used it to touch you in such a powerful and a tangible way, it continues to be a great ministry that touches many children all over the world, and it's not hard to get involved. And so would you pray for listeners to really consider getting involved in whatever way the Lord would have them to get involved with being a part of this wonderful outreach?
Yes, I will do that. Dear Jesus, I thank you so much for Larry and Jennifer and everybody here that does the same thing. And I pray, God, for every heart that you're moving also to do this ministry, to pack a shoebox, to join into the joy of giving and partnering with you and with Operation Christmas Child, to pack gifts and to put in that prayer into a tangible love that kids get to feel and touch, that it will get away from their minds and their hearts any lies they were told and just melt their hearts into your love, God. I pray, God, that you would move, God, whoever you choose, God, right now, these people that are listening. I pray that they will open up their hearts into giving in this way because there is more joy in giving, God. And I pray, God, that they will find, God, the resources and be able, God, to fill boxes with gifts for children and just know, God, that they are providing for your children around the world, God. And I pray, God, just like we have met you, God, as we receive shoe boxes and as we are now giving shoe boxes, God, I pray that they will get to meet you, God, and to know you, God,
yes.
on that altar, God, as they sacrifice their gifts unto you, God, you're using these gifts to touch your children around the world and meet them, God. I pray that they will know that as they pack their shoeboxes, God. And I pray just like you have provided for my needs, and you told me you provide for my children's needs around the world, I will provide for your needs. And I've seen that, God, every time, God. I pray that blessing over everybody, God, that packs shoeboxes and everybody that is going to start doing that, God. I pray, God, that they will move to the anointing, God, and I pray, God, that they will meet you, God, in every way possible, God, as they bless children, and God, melt their hearts with love, and let your tangible love move through them, their hands, their shopping, and the whole, God, the whole project, in Jesus' name.
And Father, I too thank you. Thank you for the church, and thank you for the opportunity you give us individually and as believers collectively, the Church of Jesus Christ, to get involved with a great outreach like Operation Christmas Child. Lord, I pray that you'd help every listener today to have ears to hear as you speak to them about what way you'd have them to be supportive, whether it be getting involved with giving financially to a Samaritan's Purse in Operation Christmas Child, or helping to pack the shoeboxes, helping to contribute items. But help us to know, Lord, that this is one more wonderful way to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to people that desperately need to hear the gospel, and one more way to touch the world with the love of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity you give us to be vessels through which you can reach to accomplish your will. We thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen. All right. Well, Nancy, tell me this now. How did you reconnect with Operation Christmas Child after you came? So you came to the U.S. how long ago?
It was in 2004.
2004, okay then.
Yeah, what? Like 13, 14 years ago.
Okay, okay. So after you got back, got to the U.S., how did you reconnect with Operation Christmas Child?
So when I was 18 years old, so basically my family had immigration process, so it took about 12 years. Mm-hmm. When I turned 18, we prayed and we decided to move to the U.S. and we started looking for a church to attend. And we started to attend this church and just connecting with Jesus again and praying and getting to know him more. Mm-hmm. And they invited us towards the end of the year. They said, will you come help us? We're doing a packing party for Operation Christmas Child. I had no idea what that was, actually. Mm-hmm. And I remember I went to help out, and when I walked into through the doors, I started seeing these colorful shoeboxes. Mm-hmm. There was school supplies and hygiene items everywhere. I mean, there was pencils on tables, on the floor, toys. And at that moment, my mind was blown. I realized what that was. Mm-hmm. I remembered. My memory just came back to me. I was on the other side of the world now, mm-hmm. able to pack shoeboxes for children in need, just like I was. Mm-hmm. That was so exciting for me. I mean, it blessed my heart so much. I think I screamed when I realized what was just happening. Mm-hmm. And we started, you know, packing shoeboxes with them. And now I live in Arizona in a small town. And we pack shoeboxes, my husband and I, with my son, Emmanuel. And we put a picture of ourselves, of our family, and we put the same prayer that is on the back of this picture that I got from Larry and Jennifer. That says, may God protect and watch over you is their prayer. And we've heard back from children in the Philippines. It's really exciting. They share their picture with us and their picture taken, holding our picture in their hand.
That must have been a neat experience when you realize it was the same ministry that touched your life, and now you can get a chance to be a part of it as well. So,
Yes, it's very powerful. Just, you know, as I said, there's a lot of joy in receiving, but way more joy in giving. Just blessing these children, sharing God's love with them.
Praise God. That's a powerful point. Again, you're exactly right. Much more joy in giving, even so more so than any receiving. So praise God for that. Now, how are shoeboxes being collected this year with the pandemic as things have worked out? How is it being done in the present situation?
So Samaritan's Purse is still collecting shoebox gifts. So it will be, as you mentioned, November 16th to 23rd, which is the third week of November. Mm-hmm. And there is over 4,000 locations, and they do offer curbside drop-off locations to option. Mm-hmm. And you just have to look it up. If you go on the website, samaritanspurse.org/OTC, and you can put a drop-off locator, you can find that online, and it will tell you the times and the locations of those drop-off locations.
Okay, okay. And so during that time, individuals and churches will get a chance to just give items that can be used in those shoeboxes. Is that right?
They can actually pack their boxes at home or with the church and then drop them off.
Okay, they pack the, each individual can actually pack the whole box themselves and then take it.
Correct.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, because the drop-off location will basically just collect the boxes from them.
I see. Okay.
So they can be sent to the processing centers.
Mm-hmm. So it's individuals, and churches do that as well, or is mostly just individual persons that do this?
There's a lot of churches that do that. There's a lot of communities that come together and do packing parties. And so we do that both. We do it with our community, and we also do it at home. So you can do it that either way. And if people are not able to do it at home themselves, you know, or with the family or church, you can build a box online.
Okay.
You go to the same website, you can pay online, and you can pick what you want to go inside your box. They give you the option even to add a picture and a note.
Okay. All right. And also, like, would you say too that, like, how many years have you had a chance, since you came to the U.S., how many years have you had a chance to be a part of Operation Christmas Child?
Well, for the past 8 years, I've done that with my family. And before, it was on and off. Because, you know, I was studying, I became a nurse. And, you know, so there was some years I did, some years I didn't. But since 8 years ago, it's been every year.
I've
been blessed to share into that ministry.
Yeah, you know, Nancy, that's such a powerful testimony of how that the Lord touched you mightily through it, even as a child, and now you've committed to being a part of it on an ongoing basis. So praise God for your witness then. So we're coming up on a break, and we're going to pick up on the other side. Our phone guest is Nancy Moanis Arias. She's a representative with Operation Christmas Child. We'll be right back. Music of Lincoln Brewster, More Than Amazing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Mary Moanis Arias. She's a representative with Operation Christmas Child. And Nancy, in this last segment, you touched on, you talked about people being able to build boxes online. In just a moment, I want to encourage you to kind of go back over that. But before we do, I want to remind all of our listeners, again, remember Operation Christmas Child 2020 is underway, and specifically November 16th through the 23rd is National Collection Week. And we're encouraging you to get involved and help make a shoebox at home, as Nancy mentioned you can do, or you can build one online. And so, Nancy, would you share with our listeners one more time, if they're wanting to do this online, to build a shoebox online, explain how that happens.
So you would go to SamaritansFirst.org/OCC, and you'll find the option where it will say build a shoebox gift online. And it will give you the option to pick the age range. It was for a female, you know, or a male, and or boy or a girl. And then after you choose that, it will go through different items, and you'll just kind of click with your mouse on each item that you want to add in your box. Of course, they'll start with the wow item. There's hygiene, there's school supplies, and all that stuff. And towards the end, it will ask you to add a picture or a note of you or your family and, you know, pray over your box. And then I believe it's about $25 that covers everything for that box.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. It will send, and a lot of the boxes that are built online, they will go to sensitive countries, I believe.
Okay. Again, we're encouraging every believer to help pack shoeboxes and help send this wonderful message of joy and the good news of Jesus to the ends of the earth. There's so many countries that have been impacted by this powerful outreach by Operation Christmas Child down through the years. And you can be a part of the evangelism and discipleship outreach of Operation Christmas Child. And again, here at American Family Radio, we're joining Operation Christmas Child to share the hope and love found in Jesus through a simple shoebox gift. And again, now more than ever, we want children all over the world to know that Jesus loves them and he hasn't forgotten them, especially with all that's going on in this world with the pandemic and all the other challenges that our world finds itself facing today. So as Nancy said, you can pack your shoeboxes with toys, hygiene items, and school supplies. Drop them off during National Collection Week. Again, the dates are November 16th through the 23rd. And as she mentioned, another great way to share God's love is to build a shoebox online. And that's an easy and personal way to fill the shoebox gifts directly from home. Build your box by choosing from a list of items, and then Samaritan's Purse will pack it and send it on your behalf. Again, to get more information, you can go to Samaritan's Purse. To get more information or to get involved, go to samaritanspurse.org/OCC. Again, that's samaritanspurse.org/OCC. Well, Nancy, how would you say, like, as far as for churches that are involved in this, you mentioned that the church that you were attending soon after you came to the U.S. was already involved with that. So they already knew about it had been involved in that for many years, as far as you know, or they just got involved with it when you came to the U.S.?
I believe they were involved with it, for many years before that.
Okay, then. Okay, and the Holy Spirit just did a special thing in your heart when you realized that this was that same ministry that had touched you so many years ago.
Yeah, it was that deep, deep feeling within my heart. Like, I know what this is about, I know how this affects children. I know the need, and I know how God's love becomes real, in a tangible way. That's powerful. That was powerful for me.
Hmm. And, something's very special about the whole idea of the church making it a priority to evangelize children. The reality is that I've heard it said that all over the world, the vast majority of people come to know Jesus before they reach the age of 18. And by no means does it mean you don't evangelize people beyond that age. But it's very wise and very good, because time and time again, in all cultures, you find an openness in the hearts of children to receive Jesus. It's our job to share Jesus. And this is just one wonderful ministry that does it in a wonderful way through the use of these shoeboxes, though. But any thoughts that come to your mind about why that's important?
And there's about 1.9 billion children around the world, which is 25% of world population. Hmm. And I know last year in the U.S., we collected 10.5 million shoeboxes.
Wow.
And the goal this year is 9.2 million. And, this is very possible because God is moving people to bless his children. He's calling them. These are my children, and they're in need, and I want you to bless them. I want them to come to know me through a gift. This way.
And it's a wonderful truth to understand too, how that, like, when you give someone a gift, in many ways it opens their heart and it helps them to open their heart. And of course, the idea of sharing the gospel in the midst of giving gifts, especially to children, again, it's a wonderful outreach. And also, there are few greater joys in life than blessing a child. And so blessing with the greatest gift in all the world, which is Jesus. And the shoebox is just an extra, but they coming to know Jesus. That's what life is about, coming to know Jesus and follow Jesus as well. Father, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity the church has of being able to use this wonderful outreach and other ways to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, more and more open our understanding as believers to understand that all of our life we're supposed to be and we're called to be involved in the wonderful work of evangelism and discipleship. You told us to go into all the world and make disciples, and This is one more wonderful outreach. And thank you, Lord, for Nancy and her family that have been involved with helping the ministry of Operation Christmas Child. And Lord, I pray that you'd move upon many more leaders in the church and many more churches to get involved with doing this, being a part of this very important outreach. And help us to recognize, Lord, that as we have the opportunity to share the gospel with children all over the world, this is one way to touch people who otherwise we would never have any contact, direct contact with, but a great way to do it. We thank you. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Nancy, this question too. Do churches, individuals who maybe are just now hearing about this, do they still have time to participate, or what further do they need to know to get more involved?
Yes, so usually I try to order shoeboxes online like a couple weeks before this whole starts. Yeah. This whole thing starts, because it takes about 2 weeks for them to send them. But there's always ways, you know, you can contact churches that have extra boxes, or contact project leaders, they call them, or drop-off locations and see if they have boxes. If not, I know Hobby Lobby sells boxes, shoe boxes. You can also use any shoe box. Some people wrap them. Yeah, so it's just about, you know, just getting a shoe box or those plastic boxes with lids on them, and start, you know, go shop and buy gifts that God leads you to buy, and He knows to provide for the needs of the children.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, in other words, some of the boxes are specifically boxes made or put together, well, basically provided by Operation Christmas Child, but a person can take just a normal shoe box that they bought shoes in and use to do the same thing then, right?
Correct.
Okay. And do you have other nations involved with this outside of the U.S. as well? I mean, involved in making shoeboxes?
Yes, there's other countries, because the goal total for this year is 11 million. The U.S. is 9.2 million. So the rest will come from other countries that participate with Samaritan Purse and Operation Christmas Child.
Okay. Do you have some countries who both provide them, but also are recipients of the boxes too?
I am not very sure about that one.
Okay.
But I think, yeah, the recipient, there's a recipient of list. The recipient countries usually just receive shoe boxes.
I see. Yes. Okay. Well, and, you know, of course, there may be countries that were our recipients who maybe eventually they might choose to decide, well, we want to begin to bless others by, as we've received, we now in turn want to help do that. So maybe in the future, the Lord will move upon believers in receiving countries to become giving countries as well. So that's a neat thought. Churches,
I know in the U.S. they do that. So they provide shoeboxes. They pack shoeboxes specifically for natives, and they go into reservations for children to provide for their needs.
I see. Okay, then. Okay. You mean, okay, Native Americans here in the U.S. as well, then?
Yes.
I see.
Correct.
Okay, then. Okay, again, to every listener, again, National Collection Week is November 16th through the 23rd, and we're encouraging every single listener to prayerfully consider getting involved. Remember, together we can send a tangible expression of the love of Jesus with simple gifts like toys, school supplies, and hygiene items. Just go to samaritanspurse.org/OCC. Again, that's samaritanspurse.org/OCC. And you can get involved. Or if you just want to learn more information in order to know how to pray about whether or not you'll get involved, again, go to samaritanspurse.org/OCC. Nancy, how would you think churches should pray specifically for Operation Christmas Child? What would be some things you think the church needs to be praying for this ministry about?
I think the main thing is, as you pack those shoeboxes, ask God, because God cares so much about this, and I've experienced that in my own, you know, packing shoeboxes with my family and community. You're just praying and asking God, what should I, just even before you go shopping, what should I pack, what should I do, what should I buy, and just releasing that prayer over the boxes, knowing that this is not just a little gift with some supplies in it. This gift is going to touch a child's heart to know the love of Jesus. These children don't know us and they haven't met us, but they meet Jesus through it, and they get to meet God who provides their needs. They say this is a gift from God to us, and they get to they share with them the gospel message. So I would pray for that. I would pray, you know, that God would provide for you to pack shoeboxes in Jesus' name. you know, they can pray for that and just how to go about the projects. I would pray, how many shoeboxes do you want me to pack this year, Lord? You know, and the Lord has been faithful. He'll give you a number and he'll provide for that number.
That's good. That's good. Well, Nancy, our time is just about gone. Any last words of encouragement that you'd like to share with listeners about getting involved with Operation Christmas Child?
So I want to share a couple of Bible verses that the Lord gave me as I was praying for our time today.
Okay.
And I just want to release it, declare it over our listeners and over us.
Okay.
In Isaiah 54, 7 to 10, for a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you. With a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. For this is like the waters of Noah to me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah would no longer cover the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be angry with you nor rebuke you. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant for peace of peace be removed, says the Lord who has mercy on you.
That's good. That's good. That was Isaiah 54. You said 7 to 10?
Yes.
All right. And did you have another one you wanted to share as well?
No, I just want to encourage you. Go ahead and jump into this project. It's a lot of joy. I do not like shopping personally, but I love it when I shop for kids. And just God is in it, and it's very powerful. And it brings a lot of joy to the whole family. You know, my husband enjoys it, my son, and I have family members who started donating into it and started wanting to pack their shoe boxes. My sister-in-law just did 50 boxes. This is her first year, and the Lord has been providing for her. So it's really encouraging, and I declare that over you, that the Lord will provide for your needs as you jump into this, and that he will give you lots of joy through it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, Nancy, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your testimony and sharing about the great work of Operation Christmas Child. Thanks for joining us today, okay?
Thank you so much, Pastor.
All right, and thank you for being a part of our listening family. Again, if you want to get more information about this, visit SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. Again, that's SamaritansPurse.org/OCC to get more information or to get involved with Operation Christmas Child. Hope you'll do that. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.